And welcome very warmly to this occasion on behalf of DEFRA and our partners in organising today's event. I'm Krista Grusci, for those who don't know me, and I'm currently leading the Earth Observation team in DEFRA, and it's absolutely great to see so many of you here today. And I shouldn't be at all surprised, because I think that reflects the sheer excitement and the potential of this area. And dare I say it, from having walked around to the stands and had so many interesting conversations, the beauty and compelling nature of some of the images and products which we've been talking about. So thank you very much indeed for being here. This is an area, as you know, where there have been huge recent steps in data handling with the launch of the Sentinel satellites and so on. So it seems very timely to bring everybody together to make the next move towards developing products and services which are going to make a real difference to people's lives. And on that note, I'm really pleased that our Secretary of State, Elizabeth Truss, has been able to make some time to come to talk to you this afternoon. She'll talk about 5 minutes and then has very kindly said she will take a few questions. And then we will have our other speakers, Professor Ian Boyd, our Chief Scientific Advisor, and our guest from the European Commission, Andreas Weisspack, and I'll introduce them in a moment when the time comes. But meanwhile, Secretary of State, over to you.
Well, thanks very much, Chris, and it's great to be here today and see all the activity. I went a few months ago to see the Harwell Centre in Oxfordshire and was just impressed by the sheer amount of data we're collecting and the huge vaults which are full of exciting data, which I think, as a society and as a government, we can make much better use of. And that was behind my announcement last summer that DEFRA is going to open 8,000 sets of data by mid this year, and we're absolutely on track to do it. In fact, a third of all of the government data released will be DEFRA data, and I think that's really exciting. If you look at where the commercial demands are, where the academic demands are, geospatial and environmental data are really top of the list, and I think we've been surprised by how some of our data has been used. The Environment Agency recently released their LIDAR data. It's been used by organisations like Minecraft to create new worlds. It's been used by architects to look at areas like city planning. And I think what's so exciting when you open up data is you don't know what the potential uses will be. We've got so many innovative and creative people in this country who are great at thinking up new ways of using it. And if you look at what happened in the recent floods, the use of data was actually extremely important. First of all, in keeping the public informed, we had updates from river gauges. We had public information in terms of flood warnings. But also the Rural Payments Agency were able to use satellite data to identify which farms had been flooded so that those farmers could receive help as soon as possible. And all across DEFRA, I see huge opportunities for better use of our data, for improving the environment. This spring, we're going to be launching our 25-year environment plan. It's going to be a catchment-up plan, so based on catchment and landscapes. And, of course, using data to better understand how we improve the environment is core to that plan and core to what we do. So it's a great privilege to be here today talking to everybody and also working with Professor Boyd, who has been a leading proponent of data and Earth observation. It was his idea to take me to Harwell to see what happened there, and it's been a really important experience. Also, in terms of some of our other objectives as a department, marine conservation, making sure that we protect vital fish stocks, policing the oceans, another use of data and another use of information that we can bring to bear. Virtually everything we do can be part of this agenda, and we in fact discussed data at today's Cabinet meeting, where DEFRA was very much on the agenda as one of the leading departments in this arena, talking about right across government how can we better share data and how can we use it to improve all of our lives. We're also doing some exciting next steps. So we're creating a living map of parts of Cumbria, Norfolk and Northumberland, which will lead to a future map of England. It will integrate Earth observation data with other sources to track changes in land cover, including crops, trees, habitats, towns and villages. And we've got our new Earth Observation Centre of Excellence, which includes outside experts, and it's making sure that we realise the full value of Earth observation data, both for DEFRA and the wider economy. And one of the things I'm very committed to as Secretary of State is making sure that DEFRA as a department is open to ideas from the outside and is working very closely with people outside, whether that's businesses, whether that's voluntary groups, whether it's academia, because I think we can all learn from each other. And I think one of the great things about modern technology, it's a lot easier to share information and share data and work together than it ever was before. And government needs to take full advantage of all those fantastic ideas that are out there. And I think that gives us a big opportunity to do things in a different way, a more open way, and a more exciting way for everyone that's involved. So I'm delighted to be part of that. I think this is just the start. When we've got to our 8,000 data sets, I want us to go further. I want us to also make sure we're offering high quality data that is what people want. I think it's an interactive process. So we've started off by putting the data out there, but the next phase will be making sure that the data we're putting out there is useful, and also that we get more information about what data people want from the government as well. So fantastic to be here. Great to see all the activity. I hope you all continue to work with us in the future. Thank you.
Hi. How do you feel that UK can improve resilience against floods? And what is the best method to do that?
Well, I think there's a variety of answers to that question. First of all, making sure communities are prepared, and I think data has a massive role to play in that, is really important. We've launched the National Resilience Review, which is being led by Oliver Letwin. That's going to look at areas like the resilience of our cities, but also what temporary measures we can put in place when we do expect more extreme weather. And one of the things that we've noticed in recent years, and again, another area where data can help us, is in terms of looking at forecasting those weather patterns and how we fit it into the scheme. But the other thing I'm promoting, which is part of our 25-year environment plan, is how we look at flood alleviation on a catchment basis. So the financial resources that we spend as a department, how can we make them achieve multiple purposes? So, for example, planting a tree or a group of trees can help reduce flood risk. It can also improve biodiversity, and it can act as a carbon sink. So one of the things we're looking at, particularly with the work Dieter Helm is doing on natural capital, is how do we account for that, and how do we include that as part of our plans?
Secretary of State, John Remedios, Director of the National Centre for Earth Observation. As you probably know, the House of Commons is select committee is doing an inquiry on satellites and space. Are you able to help us inform colleagues in the House how important Earth observation and other space activities are to the work of government today?
Well, absolutely. I'm a great enthusiast for it. That's why we're hosting this day here at DEFRA. And I think people are just beginning to understand the application that this can have right across all of government and all of our society, being able to share that information and use it to do things in a better way, but also give people more information about their local environment. I think one of the big applications of the types of data, satellites sound like something that are distant, and space sounds like, you know, people associate it with Neil Armstrong and the moon landings, but actually it's something very real to all of us. You know, it can help us with planning our flood defences or helping our local environment, or it can help farmers with what they do. One of the things that I am very keen on is the UK sparkling wine industry. And this is the job, not the hobby. But what we can do is we combine soil data with LiDAR data and satellite data, and that can help the wine industry identify the best areas for growing grapes. Likewise, farmers can use it for better targeting fertilizers and pesticides on their crops to improve that environmental performance. So there are all kinds of applications. And one of the things that I think about open data and why it's a great passion of mine is we don't quite know what all the applications will be until we put them out there. But I'd strongly encourage, you know, a display like this in Parliament so that MPs can actually see it and really get to grips with exactly what the applications are.
I think it's fantastic that DEFRA is showing leadership in open data and also in the Commission with the decision on full, free and open access satellite data. I mean, the Americans claim to have got there first, but hey. And I was in some sessions today with our industry colleagues where, you know, if we want to get the farmers to share their information or other sectors of business so that we can get even more bang for our buck, as it were, have you got any good advice on how we might approach that discussion with industry and say, hey, look, we want to work with you to make things better for both sides?
Well, that is exactly what we're doing at DEFRA. We are looking at, for example, we're working with some of the wildlife organisations who've got very good data on biodiversity. Our view is we don't need to collect data twice. We can find better ways of getting that information. At the moment, DEFRA requests a lot of data from farmers. And actually, if we find better ways of sharing data they're already collecting, I think we can save them time and money at the same time as getting better, more granular data. So I think it's looking at what are the benefits for both parties in getting that data out there.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Great pleasure to be here.
I think it'll be absolutely clear to everyone the sort of passion and enthusiasm you personally bring to this topic. And so thank you very much indeed for your time today. Can we thank the Secretary of State for her time?